Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos.
We hope you stay a while.
Cute.
That's cute.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's
life's
my motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles, and the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress, that's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles, and then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
Hello, hello. We are back from our trip down south. Spent a few days in the beautiful Savannah, Georgia, which
Savannah, I'm obsessed.
Yeah, I did not know that I was going to be as obsessed as I was. Did you know that Kelly Ripa was there when we were there?
I saw that she talked about it on her show.
Yeah.
And she asked somebody in her audience if anybody was from Savannah. And she said something to the effect of, I want to congratulate you because Savannah is amazing.
Yeah.
There was a big TV thing happening, I think, while we were there.
Following Kelly Ripa? Or like, you mean on campus?
Yeah. I think there was like a TV thing. Maybe I'm completely mucking that up. But okay, so we were at SCAD, the Savannah College of Art and Design.
Yes.
And I had honestly never heard of SCAD, but when I got there, so many people on Instagram were like, first of all, love Savannah. Second of all, SCAD is awesome.
That's amazing. I had no idea. So they had always done this like sort of fashion conference called SCAD Style. And that is how Carly Whitwell, who is the editorial director of Reiner 29, got connected with them, had this idea to do a beauty salon of sorts. So Refinery did this Next in Beauty salon. We convinced Kirby to come down with us to share her expertise with the students. But like, I just like didn't quite understand how special this school is.
I was telling my girlfriends last night at dinner that I love them dearly. I met them all in college, but had I known SCAD existed and also this beauty program had existed when I was going to college, I would have 100% been like, SCAD is my number one top choice. Because let's break down, Sarah, explain
totally
to the glams, and some of you glams may be SCADvocates yourself, little bees buzzing around. Tell everybody what this beauty program is, because I think it's so spectacular. If you're looking to get into the beauty industry, if you're looking to do a career pivot, they have master's programs and like executive programs available. What makes SCAD so great?
Okay, so first of all, SCAD is an arts college, which makes it in and of itself like very, very special. I think that they shared with us that interior design, animation, illustration, film, those are like the biggest majors.
Yeah.
But in 2018, they launched a beauty and fragrance program. So the business of beauty and fragrance, you can get your BFA in it. On the website, they say, make your mark on the multi-billion dollar beauty and fragrance space. Get primed to be a power player in the business of beauty and fragrance. SCAD pioneered this in-demand program with input from key industry leaders, guided by faculty with international experience at prestigious houses. You'll develop packaging, engage modern consumers, maximize financial outcomes, work with other creatives, and even plan and launch your own new brand for the marketplace. They truly mean it when they say they have key industry leaders like building this program. It's like all former employees from like all the big businesses like L'Oreal,
Estee, yeah,
Coty, yeah, everyone basically who used to work in corporate came down to visit Savannah and SCAD, and they're like, I want to become a professor here. They have like ex directors from all the big magazines too. It's just like a really, really special group of people leading these really, really brilliant beauty-minded students. So yeah, Kirby and I are like, how do we go back to school and get our BFA in beauty and fragrance? Like the classrooms were so cool. We walked into one and there was like Summer Fridays on display. There was like a wall of wigs. And these students were truly, truly just like so obsessed with all things beauty. They came to all the panels that we had. Kirby was on one with Michelle Lee and Grace Choi. And they talked about, you know, the future of influencers and the state of influencing. We had Daniel Martin come down and I interviewed him. He shared like his whole experience and he said the same thing. He was like, had I known about SCAD or had SCAD existed and offered this program back when he was, you know, 18, he wouldn't have dropped out of college. So it was just so freaking cool. Obviously, we are all SCADvocates now, but I really just want to emphasize like how incredibly talented these students were. We had the opportunity to review some portfolios from the seniors. And one of the students, all of them were really, really great. And I was like so blown away. I was like, these students are like more capable than a lot of people that I have worked with.
No, I'm quite not honest. Kidding. I'm not kidding.
No. But one of them, she had a presentation for an idea for Way. And it was like Way for Coachella. This beautiful pop-up. She used AI to like do these renderings in the desert. She had like just this whole plan. And I took a picture of her. She probably was like, what the fuck is this woman doing? I took a picture of her with her like little laptop and had Way. And I sent it to Jen and Jen Atkin. And I was like, Jen, I just need to share this super cute student. She is like pitching this idea for Way. And I just was like so impressed by her. And I wanted to like tell you like how much obviously of an impact you have had and like your reach with Way. And Jen was like, oh my God, we've made it. I've made it. This is so exciting. And then she was like, have her reach out to our head of comms, Phoebe, to see if there's like a potential internship or, you know, she could sit in one of the meetings. So I was like so excited to be able to connect them. If you work in beauty and you're looking for like coordinator or an intern or someone, you should definitely be looking into SCAD.
So the reason why I found SCAD to be extremely valuable outside of the curriculum. So if you go to the website for the BFA in Business of Beauty and Fragrance, they have like their foundational studies, which includes drawing, which I truly every day am like, why can't
it's
I
like
draw?
It's like a really big pain point for
you. No, it's painful because I have a vision, but I have no way of showing anybody that vision without like I can articulate it, but that's it. If I could draw it and do storyboards, life-changing. So the fact that they're learning this is truly chef's kiss. Like Sarah heard me talk about this like ad nauseum on the ground in Savannah. Then they have their general education. You can go into the major curriculum as well, which is like beauty and fragrance through the ages. So you're getting context of where these things began and how they started and what's old is new again. I mean, so, so important, which I'm sure some of these SCAD students are on TikTok going, yeah, great. You love that perfume. Well, guess what? Like the exact same thing launched 60 years ago or whatever it is, or they took inspiration from this. They do retail buying simulation, private label product development. They are truly learning all aspects of the beauty business. And Sarah did say this. We were like, can we go to SCAD? Like, can we figure this out? They have this place called SCAD Amp, and it's a communication center where you can go and you learn a variety of communication skills. They had a whole presentation room where the SCAD employees essentially can help students with their presentations and being effective communicators. They had one girl, one student who was going to be speaking to 5,000 people, and they put her in this like AR simulation where she was able to present as if she was standing on a stage and see 5,000 people, and they're moving and they're maybe not smiling at her, and it kind of helps to take the jitters out. They had airplane seats where you're sitting next to each other and you're learning how to craft the perfect pitch, or, you know, elevator pitch, so that when you're talking to someone on a plane, if you do that, because I just put my headphones on, but when you're talking to someone on a plane, and then
let's say you're on a plane and you get seated next to like Kirby Johnson and you want to break into the beauty business, they're training you for like how you would pitch yourself essentially.
And how to deal with interruptions. So all of a sudden, yes, somebody comes over the intercom and then you're like, what the hell is going on? And then there is a literal elevator for your elevator
literal
pitch.
Literal elevator.
Which is so fun. I thought I was truly, I'm like, can I do this? And they have executive programs. I'm like, I'm not an executive, but like, can we do this? I would love to go back and learn these skills.
I told Matt, have his company like send them there, and then I could like come along to train for executive coaching. It's not a trade school per se, but they really are setting you up for success in this specific job of beauty, in beauty. Well, you know, obviously public speaking, you can take that in any industry. When they graduate, they have the perfect skill sets for a beauty job.
I was going to say that. And a lot of people that messaged me, people in the industry that have been to SCAD, they said verbatim, we hire a lot of our new hires from SCAD because we know they're going to be prepared. They've likely worked on campaigns, or they know how to do account management, or they know how to do the specific vocation that we are looking for. Yeah. It is truly a well-oiled machine. I was so impressed. I think I said this during the panel, but I was so envious of every single person sitting in the audience because they are getting truly real life experience at this school, which, yes, like I got real life experience at my university by going to my internships and working my jobs and stuff. But usually in the classroom, it wasn't relevant. It was just reading a book and, you know, hoping it applies at some point. You know, you're learning things, but it's not necessarily real world application. And anyways, we have only a million great things to say.
Totally. And then, by the way, they have these incredible brands like David Yurman, Hermes, who are reaching out to the students through another program they have called SCAD Pro, where they basically have the students work the entire campaign from ideation to execution, filming, you know, design, being like the camera man or woman, you know, shooting the actual commercial or whatever. And they get to put that on their resume, you know? So yeah, straight out of college, they're like, yeah, I worked on a David Yurman campaign. We couldn't say more flattering things about this program. And if you have a high school student who is passionate about arts or specifically beauty, and they are looking for somewhere to study in college, we highly, highly suggest checking out SCAD.
This would have been my dream school because of film and beauty. You could go and double major or something.
Right. They have their own lot.
Yeah. They have their own lot. I'm sad I missed the lot.
Can we just go back? Can we go back to school?
I'd love to go back. And I can't wait to move to Orlando and then have my children
go to SCAD.
Go to SCAD. Quinny's excited about SCAD as well.
Quinny wants to go to, she wants to be a bee.
Okay, we have some Los Angeles confidential news. I want to make a sting for this. Bum, 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 bum. So the most recent Los Angeles Confidential seating happened, and it was for a scalp and body scrub from Odell. Sarah, I was surprised how many people know and love Odell. I feel like it's a brand that's not discussed on social that often, but it seems to have a really good standing with the Glamgelinos that signed up to participate. Now, if you're not familiar with Los Angeles Confidential, we have talked about it before, but this is our seating program. Sarah and I love doing this podcast. We have a lot of big things in store for 2024, but one thing we want to do is build the community more. We want to get back to our listeners and the people that keep us afloat. So we're like, we have these connections. Why don't we ask these brands to actually gift people that maybe would not otherwise get a launch before it happens and have them review their products? So
like an editor.
Like an editor. Test like an editor. So the Odell Scalp and Body Scrub, it launched February 25th, which was Sunday. And it's $17. You can get it at Target, Ulta Beauty, or odellbeauty.com.
I think that's also one of the reasons why so many people know and love this brand is because it's available at Target and it's at Ulta. And the price point is like very, very reasonable for like a really beautiful hair product.
It's very, very affordable, which we love. If you can get it at Target, at Ulta, we're like, hell yeah. But if you want to read reviews from Glamgelinos, go to odellbeauty.com. So part of this program is you test it for the amount of time that Sarah and I direct you to. You get a letter from us explaining exactly how you should review this type of product. And then after the testing period, we do calls for the reviews. The only stipulation with these reviews is that they have to be from your personal experience and unbiased. Yes, it's awesome to get a free product, but that doesn't make the product better just because you got it as a gift. So it was really great to go through and read how people liked this product and the constructive criticism that they may have given it. I was really impressed with how everyone was very thoughtful in how they reviewed this scalp and body scrub. Sarah, do you want to walk through what this scrub actually is and what it does?
Yeah, sure. Okay. So this is not just a scalp scrub, but it is, like Kirby said, also a body scrub, which is really awesome because we love a multi-purpose product. So it's sugar-based and it's paired with a gentle cleanser so that you can really get in there and exfoliate from head to toe. It's double duty. It buffs away dead skin, any product buildup, oil and dirt on the scalp. And it helps to just kind of like reset and refresh. And it's got glycerin, which I feel like having a big moment to, you know, restore your skin's natural barrier. So it's got amaranth and ricin, which I guess is the basis of all of Odell's hair care. And Kirby just pointed out that it's like protein, but ricin. So it's really like nourishing for your hair, but then it's got the sugar to scrub everything away. And it has a 100% natural signature blend of orange peel and grapefruit. You know that your girl loves a citrusy scent. So it just like smells really, really lovely too.
All right, let's read some Glamgelino reviews. Here's one by Rex from Pittsburgh. I really like this as a scalp scrub. I would only use it once every 2 to 3 weeks as a scalp scrub. I tried to use it once a week and it was a little harsh on my scalp for once a week. I liked it as a body scrub, especially before a spray tan. I used it twice without using a moisturizer after and it dried my skin out. But when I used moisturizer after, it was great. I also liked that it was not greasy and I also liked the scent. It's not overly fragrant, but has a nice, clean, light scent. I found the product from my favorite podcasters, Los Angeles. Overall, I liked it and I will definitely recommend it. And the headline for that review is, I will use this product again.
I love how, like you said, Kirby, like it's a very honest review.
Right. She listed the pros and the cons, which I think makes a great review. Okay. This one is from SJ from New York.
I received this body scrub through Gloss Angeles and was super excited to have the opportunity to test the product. I took a small scoop and I rubbed into damp skin in the shower, focusing on my legs and arms. I like how the sugar crystals melt away as you massage this in. Once it smooths out, I rinsed it and didn't use any additional lotion or oil post-shower, which is something I normally never skip. That said, I didn't miss the lotion as my skin felt comfortable and moisturized, and I actually like being able to bypass this step. I didn't notice any issue with the coating of the tub or clogging the drain, which some scrubs can do. That is such a great point. Yeah, I didn't, however, test this as a scalp scrub. I have curly 3C hair and I have never used a scalp scrub on my scalp and wasn't sure how it would work with my hair type, but I'm sure it would be a nice experience for those with straight hair. The smell is very basic and non-offensive. I love when people are like, non-offensive smells. That said, I probably would enjoy something with a little more exciting scent that lingered post shower. Bottom line, I would recommend this to a friend. Glams, y'all really know how to properly review. Like, I love thorough.
Written like an editor.
Agreed, agreed. So that was Odell. Again, it's the scalp and body scrub. You can get it at Target, Ulta, or odellbeauty.com. It's $17. They do make it without sulfates and synthetic fragrances if that's something that you're looking to avoid. But if you do go out and try this product, please let us know. We would love to hear from you.
So if those reviews sold you and you thought to yourself, I'd like to try the scalp and body scrub or really any other product from Odell, we got you, and so does the brand. They have graciously offered Glamgelinos 20% off online orders at odellbeauty.com. That's O-D as in dog, E-L-E, beauty.com. You'll use code GLOSSANGELES20, like Los Angeles, but lip gloss. GLOSSANGELES20 for 20% off at odellbeauty.com. They're running this code for glams for 6 months. That is incredible. So it's valid today, February 27th through August 27th. There's no minimum purchase. You can only use one per customer and you can't combine it with any other offers. But honestly, this is a really great deal, especially for such an affordable brand. Good luck. And thank you, Odell, for sponsoring this segment.
And by the time this episode comes out, we will have another Gloss Angeles Confidential seating in the books. We have such an exciting launch happening that we're a part of that you will be getting. And by the way, this is so confidential that you have to basically sign an NDA in order to participate because we want legal protection.
If you break this, we will no longer allow you to participate.
No, you will not only be banned, but like this podcast may be disbanded if you break the NDA. So,
oh my God. Yeah. Oh, you're right.
This is our asses on the line, glam. So like, we're really trusting you. We're trusting that you're not going to be weird about this, but this is a huge launch from a brand that Sarah and I have talked about at length on this podcast. You can
check the tapes
and decide for yourself who you think that brand is, but it is major. And then at the end of March, all will be revealed. So to sign up for Gloss Angeles Confidential, some of you might be like, okay, I'm just learning about this.
Yeah, I feel like we get a lot of questions from people who are like, how do I participate? How do I sign up?
So right now, it's open to everybody. And we post on our Instagram story and then also our Facebook group. And depending on the tier the brand wants to be a part of, we limit how many testers there can be. So it's first come, first served, while supplies last, essentially. So honestly, I kind of like it this way because then it's not like certain people are always a part of the seating. It's like, depending on when we decide to post and where you see it first, you can sign up and we take like the first however many people we need for the seating to sign up. So just make sure you're in our Facebook group if you're not, and also make sure you're following us on Instagram. We're probably going to have a more button up way to figure this out in the future, but we're having so much fun doing this. And if there are any brands you'd like to see as a part of the seating, please let us know because we'd love to reach out to them and get their products in your hands.
Yeah. And thank you to everyone who's participated so far.
Okay. Headlines. This is the biggest headline. Beyoncé's hair brand launched. She has a hair brand. It's called Sacred. Y'all probably knew that. I think she officially announced the name in early February. However, some eagle-eyed Beehive fans saw in her documentary in December when Blue Ivy was getting her hair done, a bunch of products sitting on a vanity, and it was sacred. So there's kind of been people thinking about this for a while, and now she's finally announced it. So what is sacred? The messaging around sacred is that it's for all hair types. I saw a lot of comments on the brand page, as well as people that got sent product. Whose hair type is this for? According to the brand materials, all hair types. They tested it on extremely damaged color-treated hair, 4C hair, locks, all types of hair went through the process of being tested according to the brand. So I think a lot of people were, especially if you do have natural hair, they're thinking, is this a product for me? Or if you have extremely curly hair, is this a product for me? Yes, according to how the brand is messaging all of their products at this moment.
Yeah. And even in the campaign videos, like it is every type of hair is being showcased as models for the brand.
Yep.
Can I read her official statement and pretend I'm Beyonce for a second?
Go for it.
Okay.
This is the closest y'all are ever getting to Beyonce on this podcast. So please enjoy Sarah's Beyonce.
You should ask, like, can AI do that now? They can.
Totally.
You should ask AI. Can we afford that?
Maybe.
Is it free? Okay. Anyways. So this was the official launch statement. She said, "The journey of creating Sacred has taken years, and I'm so proud to finally reveal what we've been working on. As a Black founder, it was important to me to concentrate on where I saw the greatest need for healthy hair care and to place scientific innovation and product performance above all else. We started by prioritizing the needs of textured hair like mine, along with other types of textures that need more moisture and strength. My entire life and career, I've worn my hair in so many different ways. Natural, flat iron, braids, colored, weaves, wigs. I want everyone to have the freedom to express their hair in ways that can make them feel good. So I began by creating the essentials for my hair and scalp health. My vision is to be an inclusive force of excellence in the hair care industry while celebrating hair rituals across global cultures and helping dispel hair myths and misconceptions on all sides."
Yes. So ritual is very important. I've seen that term used a lot, especially with the brand's marketing and the visuals about that rituals are sacred and that they're pulling rituals from all over the world, the foundations of hair from all over the world to bring this brand to life, which I thought was a really nice differentiating point of view for this brand. And by the way, it's called Sacred, but it's spelled C-E-C-R-E-D, like Beyonce.
Like Beyonce grid.
Like, say. So the foundation collection moisturizes, strengthens, and boosts shine for all hair types and textures, including straight to coily, virgin, color-treated, chemically processed, and heat-styled. This is not a drugstore brand. This is not a I can save some money brand. This is you are investing in luxury hair care. So there is the clarifying shampoo and scalp scrub, which is $38. Hydrating shampoo, $30. The moisturizing deep conditioner, which is $38. A reconstructing treatment mask, which is $42. There's fermented rice and rose protein ritual, which I think is honestly the most interesting part of this brand to me. It's a two-step ritual, they're calling it. So every 4 to 6 weeks, it says that after you shampoo and before you condition or whenever your hair needs a healthy boost, you know the first step is working when your hair feels stiff. That's the protein infusion. Then the silk rinse makes your hair feel smooth and soft. So you get this ritual shaking vessel, which people thought was a water bottle at first. You fill it with warm water. Then you empty a packet of the fermented rice and rose protein powder into your vessel. You secure the cap. You shake it and then you pour that over the length of your hair from roots to ends. You leave it on for 5 minutes. You rinse your hair thoroughly and then you open up the silk rinse packet. And then that packet is what essentially makes your hair feel nice and coated. So it's kind of like a clarifying treatment within a moisturizing treatment. And what it really kind of reminds me of is it's different because the product I'm going to mention is actually L-ascorbic acid. But you know those Malibu packets?
Uh-huh.
So they're essentially an L-ascorbic acid powder that you wet a little bit with water, put it on your hair and scalp, and it helps to really clarify your hair and get rid of buildup and like make your hair the brightest and shiniest it can be. This is what that kind of feels like to me, along with like a flash hair mask that you only leave on for 5 minutes and can hop out. There's also a nourishing hair oil. And there was something interesting to me about this hair oil that I wanted to call out. It doesn't say it on the site, but in an advertisement for Sacred, or it's not, it's a part of the brand messaging. There's a video, Beyonce's not in it, and it's not Beyonce speaking, but it's showcasing all the hair types kind of playing with Sacred. They use the term biomimetic. And biomimetic, I think we first really saw become popular through K18. And to me, one of the products that kind of reminds me a lot of Olaplex actually is the Nourishing Hair Oil. It's $44. It's a blend of 13 oils and plant-based extracts that seals in the moisture and adds a soft, natural shine, all without silicone filters. They also kind of are promoting this patent-pending ingredient of theirs, the bioactive keratin ferment, I believe is what it is. Have you seen this, Sarah?
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, what's really interesting about the brand overall is that when we got like the initial pitch for it, they kept talking about like the science, the innovation, like the patent pending ingredients, but like, we don't know what any of that is. Like, we were not given like any like clinicals or like scientific fact sheet or whatever, which like you often get sometimes when it is like a K18 or an Olaplex, like it shows like here's the cuticle and here's like what's happening. But like, I'm sure that, well, actually, I'm not sure. Maybe they don't need to send it because no one is asking them for it. But like, I do think like, I'm just curious. I would love to know how this is actually happening.
So it's interesting because I'm on the website and I think I maybe found a part of the website that I shouldn't be seeing right now, because it has images of Sacred and it says section name image banner and then section name title banner, section name image with text. And then it has like the Be Good.
Beyonce's security guard is coming to your house in 2 minutes,
right,
to tell you to get off the website.
Section name text 5050. So, okay, this is what I was actually looking for. So it says, located deep inside the cortex of each hair strand, over time, keratin proteins can break down and become depleted from daily activities like improperly washing your hair, mechanical stress from combing, high tension styling, bleaching or coloring, relaxing, excessive heat styling, or heat damage from silk presses, blowouts, etc. Only by replacing those depleted keratin proteins can the hair be restored and made stronger. And by the way, I feel like, to Sarah's point, a lot of that language is catered to the Black community, which obviously, Hello, it's Beyonce. Like, she would be crazy not to do that, right? Mm-hmm. While there are a lot of protein treatments on the market that promise to strengthen hair, these protein molecules are often too big to penetrate the hair cuticle or are not compatible with human keratin proteins and therefore don't effectively bond to your hair. Okay, here we go. In the patent-pending technology, we use keratin derived from wool that is biomimetic to human hair, meaning it can mimic human keratin proteins. Then, through the ancient process of fermentation, we are able to break down that keratin, making it small enough to penetrate deep into the cortex of each strand, closely matching and replacing depleted proteins. Our patent-pending bioactive keratin honey ferment is an essential building block for strong, healthy hair. And there you go. You have the honey inclusion. So I think that they are really trying to position themselves as not a run-of-the-mill hair brand. I think they not only want to be like a K18 or an Olaplex, but they also, I think, want professionals to start utilizing this product.
Which is actually, if you go on their website, they have a section for professionals, and it says like Sacred Pro members. And then it says professional stylists offer a sacred space for hair, and we are here to honor you. Join our community of hairstylists to gain exclusive access to our pro newsletter, in-depth product trainings, and education.
Because Miss Tina, Beyonce's mom, was a hair professional, and that's kind of the basis of this. And I told Sarah this too. This feels like Miss Tina's brand, not to take anything away 100%. From Beyonce.
Well, she couldn't do it without her mom, you know?
I agree. I don't think it would have made sense without Miss Tina. So, and we've been seeing a lot of the promotion on publications where they get video access. It's Miss Tina speaking. It's not Beyonce sitting and talking about the brand. I feel Beyonce really is using her platform and her star power to leverage that for this brand. And Miss Tina is really kind of the constellation for everything.
Yeah, the expert behind it. 100%. Yeah. And at the launch party, majority of the people in attendance were all professional hairstylists, like celebrity hairstylists.
And competing brand founders.
And
like Nancy Twine's Briogeo was there. Like
literally only Beyonce could get her competitors to come to the party. It was like Briogeo.
Gabrielle Union was there.
Yeah, Gabrielle Union was there.
Tia Mowry.
Oh, Tia. Yes. She has her own hairline. Like, it's just like, it's, you're like, of course, you're going to go to Beyonce's party.
But I think that's very Beyonce. I think that Beyonce is not about competition.
No. And she also wanted to invite a lot of beauty brand founders. Like, she really wanted to like celebrate women founders, obviously, like, especially Black women founders, and then the professional hairstylists. So yeah, I'm excited to see where this goes. Like, I feel like it's giving, like you said, K18 Olaplex, but also like Jen Atkin, like Way and Main Addicts, like where it's like offering like tutorials and trainings. So it's very, very cool.
And did you see this, that Beyonce announced a $500,000 sacred fund for cosmetology students?
I love that. That's really awesome.
So with her Be Good Fund, it's an initiative that they are starting with an annual commitment of the $500,000, and it'll provide cosmetology school scholarships and salon business grants across five key cities: Atlanta, Chicago, Houston, LA, and Jersey.
And in case anyone was curious, Beyonce is funding this herself.
Yes. I mean, yes. Duh. Right? Like,
I'm sure there are many people who approached her and wanted to invest, but she is, she's good. She's got it.
Yeah, she's totally fine. Sarah and I have not tried the products yet. We didn't get them prior to launch, and I don't know if we will get them. I am really curious, as with anything that we, you know, purchase, I want to see how people are reviewing it, especially since you said, Sarah, that this is really focused towards textured hair, this first foundational launch. I don't have textured hair, so I don't think this maybe is for me or for you, but I'm curious if anybody listening bought their sacred bag, because I saw people from not the United States of America buying like $400 worth of this brand.
It's wild.
Good for you.
Good for you. No, yeah, I'm really, really curious to see what people think about the products and how it works with their hair. Also, just spending time on a website really tells you something, right?
Right.
When it says like tools and accessories, I'm like, oh, are we going to come out with some tools?
Yes, I believe so. I was looking into the trademark for Sacred. Okay, so if anybody has more information on this, please let me know. So last year when we announced that Beyonce made an announcement about launching a brand.
Announcing an announcement.
We were told, they were like, the project name is Kirby Beauty. Remember this?
Yes.
And I'm like, why? And at first I thought it was because the different PR agencies that were vying for this business, one of them decided to use my name just to make it so that nobody knew what was going on. Apparently, I think Kirby Beauty is still a thing. So I'm like, is Sacred under Kirby? And it's K-I-R-B-Y. Is Kirby Beauty the owner? Is it the like uppermost foundation of this business? And then Sacred is a business underneath it?
Who's Kirby?
So, okay, I was thinking about this because my girl B is from Houston, Texas, baby. In Houston, there is a commercial district called Upper Kirby.
Is that where she's from?
Well, she's from Houston.
No, I know, but like from that specific district?
I don't know, but I think that's the tie. I think that Kirby, because like I was also born in Houston and my name is Kirby, not what I was named after, but it's like something, you know, it's like, oh yeah, Upper Kirby, you know, whatever. So,
okay.
I think that that is a part of it. I don't know if she grew up there. I don't know if her family's still there. Like, I don't know anything about that. But when you look up Beyonce Kirby, there's nothing really about it. There's nothing really about it. So I'm really curious to hear. I mean, I was dying to know, like, where does this come into play? Like, where is it? Is it going to go away? Was that just the name that they had it prior to launch? And now that it's launched, it's over. But I was told that people were RSVPing to the event to something like KirbyBeauty.com or something like that. So
interesting. I need the people in the Beehive to do, like, because they know everything.
Yeah, they'll figure it out.
And they need to, like, tell us what's going on.
Yeah, so Beehives, our little bees. Such a bee-filled episode.
I know.
The birds and the bees. The beauties and the bees. Wow. Wow.
Thank you, everyone, for listening this week. We will be back on Friday with another great guest interview.
Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify so you don't miss any breaking beauty news or product reviews. And if you want to support us, be sure to follow us at Gloss Angeles Pod on all platforms and join our Facebook group.
Plus, find every product we recommend on our website, glossangelespod.com, as well as links to the stories and news we report each week. You can follow us, your hosts. I'm Sarah Tan, that's S-A-R-A-T-A-N, on all social platforms.
And I'm Kirby Johnson, K-I-R-B-I-E, on all social platforms.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.